Alabama real estate headlines. Alabama Property Record Search in AL for owners, deeds, permits, liens. Alabama Property Checker's Property Record Search provides a way to review Alabama property records, including owner details, permits, purchase history, and deed, tax, loan, and lien records. For AL real estate professionals, this central records view can improve transaction due diligence and client advisories. Use h/alabama.propertychecker.com/ to verify ownership, permit activity, and lien tax history before property decisions. Alabama Real Estate Headlines, Alabama Real Estate Agent Commission Guide, Averages and City-by-City Rates. Calibri Real Estate's article explains how much real estate commissions in AL can earn, including the average commission rate and commissions by city in Alabama. This gives Alabama real estate professionals a practical benchmark for setting compensation expectations and evaluating earning potential across local markets. Use the Alabama city and average commission figures as a quick baseline for internal planning and compensation conversations. Alabama real estate headlines. AL, Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor puts property tax resources in one place. If Tuscaloosa County's tax assessor page is positioned as a single hub for property tax assessment information, including valuation, exemptions, appeal procedures, and deadlines. For AL real estate professionals, this centralized guidance helps support accurate client advice on assessments, taxes, and timing throughout a transaction. Review the tax assessor page before advising clients on AL property sales, refinancing, or dispute strategy to confirm current assessment, exemptions, and deadline details. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most AL jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some AL jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.